This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, before today is done, it's a Tuesday. That means it's Twins Ticket Tuesday. Oh, this is pretty good. It's coming up, 4th of July weekend. Sunday, I think, is the best of the upcoming weather days. And it's a four-pack of tickets to see the Astros. Nice. Twin Six Tuesday presented by Miller Marine and Power Lodge of St. Cloud. Bennington Pontoons, largest dealers. Just to add to it, Sunday's at Target Field is Kids Day, presented by Target and Gillette Children's. Gillette Children's, we've had some remarkable experiences with our boy Q, so thank you to those folks. Kids run the bases after the game. The first 5,000 kids this Sunday, 12 and under, will receive a Joe Ryan replica jersey. Go to twins.com. Not you, Dave. Not you.
Ah,
not you.
I at least run the bases.
Is Joe Ryan our all-star this year?
That's a great question.
Carlos has certainly come on, but there's
been a little push for Royce when he was having his two-week hot streak.
Yeah. No, Royce is out. Royce is great. He's in a bit of a funk. He just hasn't played enough. Carlos, the problem is you have so many great shortstops in this league.
You can say that about almost every position.
Yeah.
So many great starting pitchers, so many great relievers.
They're going to get one. I personally don't think teams need to have one.
No, I agree.
Yeah, let's move on. This guy, he's one for us. He's our friend Kevin Burke, who for decades and decades and decades was a judge in Hennepin County, two-time the chief judge of Hennepin County District Court, 92 to 96, 2000, 2004. And he is still well-respected. He is among the most respected judges we've had in this state in decades. And the former Hennepin County judge and friend of the show joins us. Kevin is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, my friend. Hope all is well. What are we at now? We're about 28 hours after the Supreme Court ruling of yesterday. We have this split, Kevin. We have people saying, shut it down. Democracy as we know it has ended, that whether it's Trump or any of the president, they now are above law. And then we have groups saying, calm down, you're overreacting, you just don't like Trump, and you're overreacting because of it. A man of your pedigree and a man who pays close attention to the Supreme Court, where are you at this point on the immunity ruling, which absolutely, at least in this temporary solution, was a big victory for Donald Trump?
I don't think that it's helpful to talk of the hyperbole of democracy is over. It's actually functioning today as well as it did Friday. But I do think that there are a number of things that ought to trouble everyone. Let's start with this. Justice Alito, Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh each pledged in their confirmation hearings that no person is above the law, including the president. And at least in Kavanaugh and Gorsuch's confirmation, they actually used the word president, if I recall correctly. But I definitely know they all discussed it.
Yes,
Kavanaugh,
they did.
Even referencing the Federalist Papers. Then you go to the next level, which is judges need to be concerned about the appearance of impropriety. That's a big thing about it's not just what's in my heart, it's how will people perceive this. The fact that Justice Alito is flying flags upside down for whatever reason certainly doesn't end up instilling confidence that he changed his mind based on no person is above the law, based upon some discovery he made in the Federalist Papers. And Justice Thomas's wife is involved in many of the activities which are talked about in the opinion. So this certainly does severe damage to the judiciary and in our standing within the community. If there's one kind of good thing about this is I would encourage people to read Justice Amy Coney Barrett's concurring opinion,
mm-hmm.
because she's at least a little bit more moderate. For example, she says in her concurring opinion that trying to get fake electors is not an official act, where the majority opinion leaves that open. In fact, may very well close the door, at least on part of that. Today, Rudy Giuliani was disbarred in New York. And if you read that opinion, they talk at great length, 32 pages, of how destructive this activity was at the close of the Trump administration. So while I don't think democracy is going out the door, it took a big hit.
Yeah, with Giuliani, they just cited lie after lie after lie and saying that's why we're disbarring you. I also read Coney Barrett. You know it infinitely better than I. And I just thought she made a lot of good points. And again, she's no Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is Amy Coney Barrett, right? And part of what stood out is, okay, on the debate of official act or not official act, the majority ruling talks about, well, any information that is gleaned from an official act is out. Any pursuant of the motivation of why someone is doing this is out. So even if it's viewed as, okay, the fake electors, which I'm sorry, just as a layman, how that is the responsibility of a president, it just isn't. Let me just be clear. It's not. We if you're objective, we know that. But if you then need to prove that by anything he did, in this case, Donald Trump or future presidents, and he had any dialogue with other members of his administration, well, I guess that is an official act. So you can't use that information if you're trying to build a case in this example regarding fake electors.
See, what I don't understand about the decision is why they had to address the admissibility issue in this particular opinion. So if you end up saying, well, if it's a private act, the president could be prosecuted for it, then why does the Supreme Court need to make pretrial rulings on what's admissible and non-admissible evidence?
Yeah.
You know, so if Bill Barr came up and said, I told him flat out, you can't do this, it's totally illegal. And he said, yeah, but I got immunity, so don't worry about it. I would think a judge ought to let that testimony in, except now you can't.
Which is bizarre.
It is.
Stunning.
But you know what? The other thing, now this will sound stupid, and everybody can say, yeah, I heard Judge Burke say something stupid on the air, but here it goes, is I think that because the majority never sat as trial court judges, they really weren't thinking strategically about how to write an opinion to give direction to the lower courts.
That's interesting.
And on this evidentiary issue, it seems to me classic that Justice Thomas, for example, raises an issue, which is the legality of the special prosecutor statute,
right,
that isn't even briefed. So you got to end up, when you're in a position of being a judge, is listen carefully to the arguments, rule on what you have to, and keep your mouth shut on what you don't have to.
Kevin, hang on. I'm going to take a really quick break. Former Hennepin County judge for multiple decades, twice there, Chief Judge, Kevin Burke. Judge Kevin Burke is with us. We're back in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Bark is back with us. Started as a judge in Hennepin County in the 80s, only left because of retirement requirements, and he is a great, great asset to this show. Hennepin County judge for decades. Kevin, how about when the former president, and right now the leading contender to be the next president, circulate a post on Truth Social invoking televised military tribunals, mentioning the jailing of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, Mike Pence, and also this specific post, Elizabeth Lynn Cheney is guilty of treason. Retruth, if you want, televised military tribunals. Do you look at that as Trump just being Trump, or do we now have to look at it differently off yesterday's ruling?
Well, I have a hard time believing that he would actually go forward with that. I mean, in part, he would have to get a whole bunch of other people to listen to him. And I don't really think that there are many people in the military who would consent to go seize Liz Cheney and bring her into court, into a military tribunal to charge her for treason. But why are you saying things like that? We have real problems in this country. We have problems in the environment. We have problems in race relations. We have problems in the economy. Why would you spend 10 seconds opining about something like that that's silly? But what it does do, it does undermine people's faith in democracy. And that goes back to the first question you asked is, do I think that democracy is on the line and it's going to be taken down by this opinion? No, that's not my language. But certainly it reinforces those people who may think that. You know, so for example, let's just go with the Truth Social thing. Let's assume, because he hasn't denied it, that he actually said it. It would require a whole bunch of other people to participate in what is apparently a very illegal act. And that's the difficulty with Chief Justice Roberts' opinion, because it really does suggest that if the president has immunity, then so does the staff who's doing the act that he has directed.
Yeah, that's true.
I think if you're Mark Meadows' lawyer right now, today, you're going, whoopee, I'm going to get all the charges against Mark Meadows dismissed
for sure
on the grounds of presidential immunity.
Yeah. None of your evidence is admissible when I was talking to the president because it's an official act.
Right.
So if Jack Smith, who had to be devastated by this, you know, I'm sure there are folks who are mad at Merrick Garland, who are the folks who lean left, who felt like Garland should have assigned Smith much sooner. This should have been up against a deadline. Maybe the same thing would have happened, but it would have happened a year ago. You know, who knows? Yeah. But if
but the serious point I think that I would make is this illustrates why people are frustrated with the justice system at every level.
Yeah,
we're just too damn slow.
Yes.
So that if you're a parent going through a divorce and you're fighting about custody of your kids, 2 years is too long.
Yes.
And yet we tolerate stuff like that. The idea that these cases drag on and on and on, and now I think it's quite clear because Chief Justice Roberts even pointed out in a footnote in his opinion that if President Trump is elected, then all the cases get dismissed. Well great.
And now
there goes the democracy.
We have the New York case, the hush money case, which we've debated before. I'm of the opinion that shouldn't happen. But they've postponed the sentencing because Judge Merchan has to look and see, you know, if he has to look very differently at this case.
In fairness to Michon, I think that the prosecutor said, we don't object. And so I understand why Michon would say, fine, well, if the prosecutor doesn't object, I'm not going to force it. And I think he's got a really tough decision to make. Is Michon has a reputation of being very tough on white-collar criminals. And so I think that puts pressure on himself eternally to say, I've spent my career being tough on white-collar criminals. How do I now give him a break because he's president? And that's a tough call. I would not want to be in his position to have to sentence Donald Trump.
But he might not have a choice because of what the Supreme Court said. Let me get to Jack Smith here. Can Jack Smith look at the indictment, now look at the ruling, and still somehow file this case? Or is it just done now? Even we know if Trump wins, it's done. But is there any way for Smith to shorten this, to refine this, and to present it in a different way off the ruling?
I don't think that I would anticipate that Smith will just throw in the towel. I think he will go through a hearing trying to determine with the trial court judge what is admissible and what isn't. I think he can seize upon Amy Comey Barrett's concurring opinion. But the bottom line is the only thing that's going to happen in that case is maybe there will be a hearing before the election that will give the public an opportunity to see what Donald Trump did or didn't do on January 6th. It's unfortunate that it will not be on television. It would be a lot better if there was here. We'll have a 3 or 4 day hearing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear the testimony. She can sort out what's official, what's not. But I don't think he's going to throw in the towel. Mitt Romney suggests that Biden should just pardon Trump, but that's kind of silly. I don't think that's going to happen.
Not now. I don't think so. Let's finish with this. And there are many Democrats who have suggested this over and over again, and I'll just say I disagree. But Tina Smith, one of the two senators from this state, off the ruling yesterday and affirmed it later last night. Here are the two tweets. Expanding the Supreme Court is the rational, constitutional answer to this kind of extremism. She added, the Supreme Court, and this is another tweet, the Supreme Court is beholden to right-wing groups and billionaire mega donors that fund them. The Supreme Court is broken. The remedy is clear. Expand the court. Here's my problem with it, Kevin. And again, you know, Mitch McConnell played a game. It should be Justice Garland. We all know that. But then, okay, let's say Biden wins. Okay, so then he adds what? Four more? Five more? Then let's say, I don't know, Marco Rubio wins again. Then he adds four or five more. When would this stop? You know,
I personally do not support expanding the Supreme Court, but it has been done. For example, the Republican governor of Arizona wanted to get it to be a more Republican Supreme Court. So he expanded that court from 5 to 7. And that was just recently. So yes, it does happen. It's not a solution. I think there are other solutions, but none of them are easy. So term limits, that one's a good one.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I don't know that you could actually do term limits as a constitutional amendment that would get rid of the people who have been there more than 18 years. There's a possibility, speculation, that Sotomayor is going to quit in the next week or two.
Yep.
So that Biden gets to pick a replacement and doesn't repeat what happens with Ginsburg. But that's not a really good thing for the country.
No.
She seems to be quite on top of her game, so I don't really want her to quit.
I know. Go ahead.
But it's a mess because of the activity and the attitude of the people who are on the Supreme Court today. They're the ones to blame for misleading people in confirmation hearings. I mean, go back to Dobbs. it was settled law. That's what several of them said in their confirmation hearings.
Right.
And yet they wrote an opinion that said it was egregiously wrong. They surely had to have known that or believed it at the time they were saying, well, it's all settled law.
100%. You're great to us. I know you're busy today. Thank you so much for making time. We'll reach out soon.
Invite me back.
Yes, that's a given. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, bye-bye.
You can hear this guy's wisdom with us a lot during the year. Started as an Amicana judge, 84, only left because of retirement court requirement. The idea that we've got Donald Trump and Joe Biden and Kevin Burke had to retire. Something's wrong with that. Let's get to a few topics, including, do you really want to add more people to the Supreme Court? Because, Dave, here's when you want more people added to the Supreme Court. When your guy is the president. Funny, when your guy, and hopefully eventually, you know, maybe in all of our lifetimes we'll get to your gal. We haven't had it yet so far. And we're about to get our 47th, and that'll be all men. You're not going to want the Supreme Court to be added. You know, like if Donald Trump wins, and again, today he'd win decisively. What if Trump says, I'm going to add more? I don't think 6-3 is enough. He adds 3.
Yeah.
You okay? So that's 9.
Let's go 18-3. Why not?
Got to stop with the adding. It's just so nakedly partisan. And again, I don't agree with the Garland thing. It was just a stupid game. But Trump won. Lost the other one, but he won in 16. The cliche is right. Elections have consequences. Do you honestly want more justices? And will you at least admit it? You only want more justices because your person's in charge. And then do you really think when you buy tickets to a concert, it should be guaranteed who's going to show up? Maybe this is the new way to go. It's 34 past 1 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.